All right, Carlos, welcome to Detroit. Quick turnaround, but it seems like everybody in baseball has a quick turnaround today with these Labor Day day games going on. These Detroit Tigers are a very, very good team. 80 wins. What have you seen from them so far on paper?
Yeah, I mean, look, this is a team that is built to play the matchup, and A.J. Hinch does a good job, you know, trying to use a platoon and take the advantage over there. They're not afraid to pinch hit as early as the fourth inning. As soon as you go to the bullpen, they got guys there ready to go. And same thing, they get very creative with their pitching staff besides Kubel, which we're not facing, you know. But for the most part, you know, he's going to go to the bullpen and kind of start mixing and matching. But good pitching staff as a whole. They got lefties, they got righties in the lineup. They are aggressive. They don't steal many bases, but they do go first to third. They go first to home, second to home. Joey Cora is an aggressive third base coach, so they're going to put pressure on the defense, and we got to be able to, you know, we got to start playing better defense here.
You get a second shot this year at Charlie Morton, too. You saw him in Baltimore. He pitched pretty well, and the Tigers went out and brought him in here, and you know, we always say that the curveball is coming with Charlie Morton, but what else is there to kind of identify when you're putting together a game plan against him?
Yeah, I mean, look, we're familiar with him. You know, last year with the Braves, this year we faced him early when he was with Baltimore. We know the breaking ball, the curveball's there, and he's been using it a lot more since he's gotten to with the Tigers. Obviously, the cutter, the sinker's in play, but the curveball is the main pitch. We got to get him in the strike zone. We know he can get erratic at times. We control the strike zone. We're going to be in a good spot.
Sean Manaea makes a start today, and of course the story for him too is second time through the order, fourth inning, fifth inning, kind of hits that wall, but he's almost elite every time he begins a game. What have you made of Sean's comeback from injury this year?
Yeah, I mean, that's you're exactly right. You know, we've seen him the first time, you know, second time, and there's a lot of swing and miss, there's a lot of strikeouts, but then it seems like he hits a wall, you know, by the time he gets to the third time through the lineup. So not sure if he's physically, mentally. The good thing is early on in games, we've seen the good version of Sean. Now we need him to go deep in games. So, you know, he's in a good spot physically, he's in a good spot mentally, and, you know, looking forward for today's start.
Roster expansion today, first day of September, last course month of the regular season. You have Justin Hagenman here. You have Luis Angel Acuna here. How much does that help you make some moves here during these games when you have two extra guys?
Yeah, look, he helps. Adding Acuna, his versatility, his speed. There's a lot of different ways that I could be a little bit more aggressive when I'm making in-move decisions. And then with Haggy, same thing, you know, a guy that he's been up and down and he's going to provide length. We got, you know, our bullpen arms yesterday with Waddell saving pretty much everyone. They're kind of fresh, but adding a guy that can give us 75 to 80 pitches always helps too.
As I said, September 1st, how you feeling? Last push here before the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, new month coming off after, you know, a tough month of August. I like where the offense is at. We just got to get the pitching and our defense, you know, on the right place. And we will. You know, we're here in September. We're in a decent spot, you know, and we just got to continue to play well.
All right, Carlos, thank you.
Yep, you got it.